Sports Time is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. We'll check some local and area scores, details on the home talent schedule as well, coming up in a moment from WRCO.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
In local baseball today, Edgewood defeated Platteville by a score of 3-2. The Hillmen have lost two in a row after losing to Richland Center on Thursday night and then falling in a non-conference game today. Last night, Riverdale was involved in a doubleheader. The Chieftains defeated Lafarge 9-0 in Game 1. Freshman Eli Campbell pitched a complete game shutout, striking out 12 and allowing just 3 hits. Chase Chitwood, Bevan Dennis, Talon Childs, and Owen Blankenship each collected 2 hits. Game 2, the Chieftains lost an exciting game to the state's number one ranked team, Seneca, by the score of 4-3 in extra innings. Ethan Cagle pitched a strong game for Riverdale, while Eli Campbell would collect 2 hits for the Chieftains. WIAA baseball tournament begins on Thursday for many teams in southwest Wisconsin. Local baseball this weekend, the northern section includes games tonight. Reedsburg is playing at the Sauk Prairie Twins. That's a 6 o'clock start time. Cazenovia plays at Middleton tomorrow at 1. Mazamini will be at Reedsburg tomorrow, and the Sauk Prairie Twins play at the Cross Plains Businessmen. In the western section tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, that is. Most games scheduled for Monday, including Belleville at Verona, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Arena, Schulzburg-Benton at Hollandale, Wyota at Blanchardville, Dodgeville visits Argyle, and Muscadet at Ridgeway. All those games Monday at 1. In baseball going on today, the Milwaukee Brewers are trailing the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1 in the top of the 8th inning. Last night, the Pirates got by the Brewers 6-5. That was an 11-inning game as well. And the final score, a 1-run loss for the Brewers. Christian Yelich, Jackson Chirio, and Rhys Hoskins had 2 hits apiece last night. Guardians pitcher Ben Lively will undergo Tommy John reconstruction surgery on his right elbow and will be sidelined for the rest of the season. The Guardians said before last night's game at Detroit that Lively's surgical date has not yet been set, but it will be performed by Dr. Keith Meister in Arlington, Texas. Also from baseball today, looks like no finals yet. Houston and Seattle, 2-1 Houston. That's in the bottom of the 7th. It's Texas 4-2 over the White Sox, and that is in the bottom of the 6th inning. Yes, there are some finals in the National League. St. Louis defeated Arizona 6-5 and Washington 3-0 over San Francisco. Oklahoma City plays at Minnesota in the NBA playoffs coming up this evening. Jonquel Jones had 26 and 12 rebounds, and Sabrina Lasco had 23 points, including the winning free throws with 2.9 seconds left to lead the New York Liberty over the Indiana Fever 90-88. Caitlin Clark, who ended a stretch of 12 missed three-pointers with a four-point play, followed by a 33-foot buzzer beater to end the third quarter, had the ball stripped away by Natasha Cloud in the final play of the game. She finished with 18 points, 10 assists, and 10 turnovers. Green Bay is seeking NCAA approval to compete in the basketball tournament. The event typically features former college basketball players and offers a $1 million prize to the winning team. ESPN says that Green Bay is seeking an NCAA waiver that would enable it to compete in the basketball tournament rather than going on an international tour. NCAA rules allow college teams to make an overseas trip to play in exhibition games once every 4 years. The college football playoff will go to a more straightforward way of filling out the bracket next season. The CFP will place teams strictly on where they are ranked instead of moving pieces around to reward conference champions. The new format was widely expected after last season's jumbled bracket gave byes to Big 12 champion Arizona State and Mountain West champion Boise State, even though those teams were rated 9th and 12th by the playoff committee. Kyle Larson is doubling down on the double. Larson is set to run both the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday, a task he set out to do last year but never had a chance to complete after weather disrupted the NASCAR star's plans. That's an update on Saturday Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.